Hi, everybody. This is Kel Weinhold from The Professor's Inn.
And this is Dr. Karen Kelski of The Professor's Inn. And as always, we're happy to have you here with us today. Today is going to be a very short episode, though, because Kel and I decided that we are actually going to take a very brief hiatus in the podcast as a result of the movement for Black Lives.
And, you know, Karen, we should mention that your voice is tinny because you are in Berkeley, and that your being in Berkeley, I was thinking about how it actually opened up the space for us to do this, because it's really difficult to record a podcast when we're in different places. And I started to go back and look at some that we had already recorded. And it was really clear that, first of all, they just didn't address this current time. I don't want to call it a moment, because that makes it sound like the Black Lives movement for Black Lives is not a movement. But what I mean is, this exact location in time, they really didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And that got me thinking about how we really needed to stop and rethink what we're doing.
Yeah. And also, not just in terms of content that is responsive to right now, but also going back and reexamining all of our advice, really, with new eyes to say how much have, despite our best intentions and our very, very longstanding commitment to anti-racist work, even so, you know, how did the advice we were giving, whether, you know, academic, post-academic, productivity, whatever it might be, how is it reifying white privilege, working within and not questioning systems of white supremacy? Those are things that need a closer examination. And that means going back, going way back, even including, of course, to my book, which I am acutely aware and have been aware for quite a while now, which is the major impetus for proposing a second edition of it, but of its deficiencies in terms of dealing with racism in the academy. But, you know, the content of the podcast as well.
Right. And I think that we have certainly carried on ongoing conversations about racism, bias, challenges for faculty of color in terms of gaining access and tenure, that we haven't really looked at our own advice and where the deficiencies are in terms of adjusting that advice or complicating it for diverse faculty. And I think that this is a great time for us to really dig in and look at that.
Absolutely. I'm thinking back to the different times in live talks I've given where Black women have spoken up and said, look, we really appreciate, you know, the advice that you're giving to, say, be way more assertive for women in professional settings. But you have to understand, if we were to do it, we would be penalized,
right,
for being aggressive, you know, the angry Black woman stereotype. And the ways that, you know, I just want to get way more thoughtful and self-reflective and systematic, mm-hmm, about incorporating that into the substance of advice rather than sort of tacking it on as an afterthought or a response to a question.
Yeah, absolutely. So when we come back, we'll be going back into the archives of our advice, examining it. Well, in the interim, we'll be doing that and examining it. And when we come back, really looking at each piece of guidance that we have given along the way, whether it's the academic interview or how to do a job talk or how to go up for tenure, all of those things, and really look at where our deficiencies are. So,
mm-hmm,
we're hoping for next week to be able to run a Black academic podcast in our, for lack of a better phrase, time slot, and then begin in July, sort of reimagining what we're doing and digging into it in a different way.
Yep.
So in the interim, stay safe, wash your hands, cough into your elbow, wear a mask.
And remember that wearing a mask is also part of your movement for Black Lives activism, because Black Americans are substantially more susceptible to COVID-19 And so that the two crises, or the, I don't want to call them crises, but the two conditions that we're dealing with, right, the two set of sets of circumstances we're dealing with right now are actually very, very closely intertwined. So wear your mask is what I'm trying to say.
Well, and just to clarify, that language would get a little bit, not more susceptible to the virus, but have more negative outcomes. They're much higher negative outcomes to infection.
Yeah, that's what I meant. All right. Exactly. And that's, of course, due to racism.
Yeah. Right. The chronic.
To innate biological factors, but to racism and how it plays out intergenerationally in the Black community.
So wash your hands, cough in your elbow, wear a mask, and we'll see you in July.